At the end of Parshas Toldos, the pasuk says, "This is Perchav Ches Pasuk Hey." The pasuk says, "Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov." Yitzchak sends Yaakov away. Vayelach Padana Aram, and he goes to Padana Aram, and he sends him to El Lavan ben Besuel HaArami, Lavan ben Besuel the Arami, who is Achi Rivka, the brother of Rivka, Im Yaakov Esav. She is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. That Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So Rashi, on the spot, Rashi says, "Em Yaakov Esav, eini yodea mamalam denu." Rashi says, "Eini yodea, I do not know mamalam denu, what this pasuk is coming to teach." Now, just the ha'ara I saw from Rav Aaron Leibsteinman in his sefer, he says that it's interesting that Rashi only says this on Em Yaakov Esav, as if to say, I don't know why it mentioned that she was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. But the truth is, the whole pasuk, you could just say to Lavan, we know that Lavan was the son of Besuel, but Rashi doesn't seem to be bothered by the fact that Lavan is the son of Besuel. So Rashi writes, "Eni yodea mamalam deinu." Now there's a very glaring struggle that Rashi had. "Eni yodea mamalam deinu." It seems strange. What's Rashi so busy with? "Eni yodea mamalam deinu." Why doesn't Rashi just silent, as the Sfarim say? If he doesn't know, let him be quiet. Why does Rashi have to say anything? So I want to share a couple of different approaches in this topic, and what Rashi is perhaps really coming to tell us. The Stechemed in Kolei HaPoskim in Simen Ches, Osir Aleph, he quotes from a sefer, Malas Shlomo, and he writes that you don't get overwhelmed by, when Rashi says he doesn't know. The truth is, I found there's a bunch of different lists, some different journals that quote lists and lists, maybe we'll get to it another time, but there's over 200 times throughout Shas and Tanakh that Rashi writes that he doesn't know. I think this one is different. There's, I think, three times in Chumash where it says, "Eini yodea mamalam deinu," I don't know what it's teaching us. Because that almost sounds like there's something here, "Eini yodea mamalam deinu," but I don't know what it is. It's not "Eini yodea" plain. It's not just, I don't know. It's, I don't know what it's coming to teach us. Be that as it may, the Stechemet says, B'shem the Malas Shlomo, don't get so worked up about this. He says, "V'li nira pashat shelo kiven l'shem kavana amuka." You know, don't read into this. This is no deep kavanas. "Kiim l'kayim divrei hatana al ma shelo shama omer lo shamati." Okay, the words of the Tana that if you didn't hear something, say you don't know. Say you haven't heard. So Rashi says, I don't know what's going on over here. By the way, I would say, al pi pashtas, when we learn a Rashi on Chumash, what are we trying to get at? Rashi is bothered by something, and that's what all the Sifrei Rashi are coming to figure out. Sifrei Chachamim wants to figure out what was bothering Rashi, what's Rashi's kasha. And a lot of the Mefarshei Rashi do that. So what does Rashi do if he doesn't have a teretz? If he doesn't have a teretz, he doesn't say anything. That means that Rashi wasn't bothered by anything in the pasuk. So Rashi almost, because of his style, that he doesn't ask the question, he just gives the answer. If you have a situation where Rashi doesn't have an answer that he likes, so if he doesn't tell you that he doesn't have an answer, you wouldn't know that he had a question to begin with. But anyway, that's what the Stechemet quotes. So it's no deep kavanas, just, Rashi's admitting. Some say it's anava, wants to teach you anava. Okay, Kenzai. The Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Likutei Sichos in Chelek, I think it's Chelek Hey, towards the very beginning in a footnote 2. So the Rebbe says, a different approach. The Rebbe in general had an approach, his whole approach to learning Rashi. Rashi was written really so that the 5-year-old can understand, and he's Rashi in Parshas Bereishis says, "Vani lo basi el afarish pshuto shel mikra," and that was something that the Rebbe held was his whole derech halimud, that the Rashi is coming to give you pasha pshat with al pi the medrash. He uses the medrash for pasha pshat. So The Rebbe says that based on that, based on Rashi's, so to speak, like self-admission about what his Derech HaLimud is, it's al pi pshuto shel mikra. So memela, he writes al pi zeh muvenes hatmiya gedola shebekam mekomos omer Rashi lo yedati. Well, Rashi has these lashonos where he doesn't know. Af sheyeshem sham midrashi chazal. Now there are midrashim, there are chazal speak about that pasuk. So why didn't Rashi know? He couldn't give a pshat from a pasuk. So he says it must be that sometimes he couldn't reconcile the medrash with the pasuk pshat. And he couldn't reconcile the medrash with the pshuto shemikra. And memela, he didn't offer a pshat. He said, I don't have a pshat. Not that there is no pshat. There's pshat. But I can't give you one because my derech is to give you a medrash, a maimer chazal, that works al derech, the pshat in rash, pshuto shemikra. And if I can't get a pshuto shemikra pshat, so then I have nothing to offer you. Okay. And that's what Rashi is trying to say. Rav Pinkus, Rav Shimshon Pinkus. So Rav Pinkus, there's a sefer that was put out posthumously after he passed away. Rav Pinkus is called Tefer Shimshon Ala Torah, which is from his recorded shiurim and the like. But while Rav Pinkus was alive, he wrote a form called Teferis Torah, and he has Teferis Torah on Chumash. So in Parshas Beshalach, he actually mentions this inyan. He said he's talking about tzveikus in general. He's talking about times when the Torah is mesupak about something. He speaks about the fact that sometimes the Gemara says teku, and Rashi sometimes says I don't know. So what's pshat? I don't know. So he says it means I don't know. But what he means to say I don't know is I know there's something big here. I just don't know what it is. Meaning when we say I don't know, I don't get it. It means we have no clue what's going on. When Rashi says, I don't know, it means, I know there's something here, I don't know what it is. And that, he gives a mashal. He says, two people are walking, and they're searching for gold. And they're walking along a dirt road, and a dirt area, and one of them has one of these sticks, which is like a metal detector, and he, you know, drags it along the ground, and every time that there's something underground, it starts beeping. The other guy has nothing. So the two of them are walking, and one of them is holding the stick, and the stick starts to beep. And he says, and his friend says to him, so what's underground? And he says, I don't know. And he says, me neither. I don't know either. Says Rav Pinkus, there's a fundamental difference between those two guys. The guy who's just walking on the ground, he has no clue. The other guy knows that hidden deep down, there's something there. This could be big. They might have found the spot where all the gold was buried. He doesn't know. He can't, until he digs the whole ground up, he doesn't know what's there. But he knows that it's something big. He doesn't mean to say, I have no clue. He means to say, I know there's something big hidden deep inside here. I just don't know what it is. But there's something big. So Rav Pinkus says, when Rashi says he doesn't know, when the Gemara says teku, it doesn't mean like we throw up our arms like we have no clue. Chas v'shalom. Rashi knew that there was something big here, and even so, the Torah is so deep and so precious that there were times that Rashi couldn't access what it was, but he knew it was something big. So when Rashi says, I don't know, Rav Pinkus says, it doesn't mean he doesn't know at all. He said, there's something big here, but I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be. Now, there are a lot of the Mefarshim actually do try to give pshat. Lule that Rashi didn't know, a lot of the Mefarshim do try to give a pshat. Okay, so I don't really want to focus on the pshatim. You can look in Rav Schwab in Mayim Beis Shueva. You could look in the Sefer Maskil David, which is a parish on Chumash. You can look in the Talmud Das. Rav Sternbach speaks about this in the Pekados from Rav Itzel Petterberger. He speaks about this. The Pardes Yosef. Yaakov Kamenetsky speaks about it. The Gurari, the Maral speaks about it. Many of the Mepharshim speak about it. Many of the Mepharshim try to come up with it. We've shown them on it. Try to come up with a mahalach in why it says Eim Yaakov Esav. Lulei Divrei Rashi. There's a maisa they say with the Briska Rav, that the Briska Rav gave a mahalach. He said that it had to do with a suffix, which maybe we'll get to. There's a suffix, so we know that Esav is Mufka from Zera Avraham. Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lecha Zara is Yitzchak and not Yishmael. So the Shaila is, what about Esav? So Esav is not Zera Avraham. Shaila is he considered Zera Yitzchak? So the Briska Rav said, it's coming to teach that he's not Zera Yitzchak, but he is Zera Rivka. Okay, and that's why the Pasuk says, Eim Yaakov Esav, that she's still considered the mother of Yaakov and Esav, even though Esav is not considered the Zera of Yitzchak, he's considered the Zera, the offspring of Rivka. And they give a nafkamina that if somebody's Noder Hanov from Zera Rivka, is Esav included? And it would be totally on this. Anyway, they say that in the Shir, the Briska Rav said this, and then when they wrote it down, he said, don't print it. And they asked him, why shouldn't I print it? So the Briska Rav responded, and this is brought in the Drash Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Druk. So he quotes that the Briska Rav said, Rashi says that he doesn't know. How could it be that I have an answer to something that Rashi didn't know about? So it's a Musar Haskel that how the Briska Rav saw Rashi. But if you look in this, by Sefer of the Briska Rav's son, Rav Meir Soloveitchik, he also handles with this. But I want to just quote two pshatim to show that maybe Rashi had a kavana. Okay. So the one is based on what we just said. So if you look earlier, we were in Perachav Hey. So if you look back at Perachav Zayin Pasachav Tes, the bracha Viten Olakim Mital Shmaya Mishmanei Aretz. So the pasuk says Yavducha Amim Vishtach Vulcha Leumim. This is Pasachav Tes. Yavducha Amim Vishtach Vulcha Leumim. Have a Gvir LaAchecha Vishtach Vulcha Bnei Imecha, and the Bnei Imecha should bow down to you. So So Rashi says, the Bnei Imecha, the sons of your mother, should bow down to you. That was what Yitzchak said. Says Rashi, V'Yaakov Amar LeYehuda Bnei Avicha. When Yaakov was talking to Yehuda, he used the expression Bnei Avicha. Why? L'fisha hayu lo banim mikama imos. Because he had children mikama imos, right? Yaakov had Rachel, Leah, and then Bilhah and Zilpah. So if he would give a bracha to Yehuda, that Bnei Imecha, so then it would only go on the sons of Leah. But he wanted to be on all of his sons, so Yaakov said Bnei Avicha. V'kan shalonosa le'isha achas, Yitzchak was only married to Rivka. All of his children were only through Rivka. So Mamela, Omar Bnei Imecha, because everybody was included in Bnei Imecha. So we quoted a pshat from the Briska Rav, that the Briska Rav said that the reason that it says Eim Yaakov Esav is to teach that that Esav was Zera Rivka, he was Mesiaches back to Rivka. Says Rav David Kohn Shlita, the Rashiva of Chevron, he says, so why did Rashi say Eini Yodeh Mamalam Deinu? Because, like the Briska Rav's pshat, what does the pasuk come to teach? Eim Yaakov Esav. Memela, Eim Yaakov Esav is, Esav is the Zera of Rivka. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Rashi and Perachav Zayin. The pasuk says, Vishtach v'lucha b'nei imecha. And Rashi asks, why didn't it say b'nei avicha? So Rashi gives an answer. You know why it said b'nei imecha? To show, because Yitzchak only had one wife, so they all came from Bnei Imecha. As opposed to Yehuda, who there were multiple mothers, and therefore, if it only said Bnei Imecha, it wouldn't have included all the Shvatim. So Yaakov wanted to include all the Shvatim, so he mentioned Bnei Avicha. Now, why didn't Rashi answer in Perachav Ches, like the Briska Rav, to say that Eim Yaakov Esav means that Esav is from Zera Rivka and not from Zera Yitzchak? Why didn't Rashi answer that? The answer is, we see from here, Rashi l'shitaso, he didn't hold of it. if Rashi held of what the Brisker Rav said, so then Rashi here in Perichav Zayin would have answered the same thing. Rashi would have said, again, the kasha is, why by Yitzchak did he say, Yishtach v'lecha b'nei imecha? But by Yaakov speaking to Yehuda, he said, Yishtach v'lecha b'nei avicha. So what would the Brisker Rav answer to that kasha? Very pashut. To show that Esav is considered b'nei imecha, not b'nei avicha. Esav is, so to speak, related. He is Zera Rivka, but he lost his status as Zera Yitzchak. That's what it should have said. However, that's what, according to Brisker Rav, that's how Rashi should have answered the question. Rashi didn't answer like that. Why not? By Sois, says Rav David Kohn, Rashi didn't hold of it. So it's Rashi Lishitas on Perichav Zayin, that he didn't accept the answer of the Brisker Rav. And Mamela over here in Perichav Ches, where it says Im Yaakov Esav, Rashi doesn't have an answer, because the Mahalakh of the Brisker Rav is not going to work within Shitas Rashi. So that's Rav David Kohn's Mahalakh Lefi the Brisker Rav, that it's Rashi Lishitaso, that in Perichav Zayin, by Bnei Avicha and Bnei Mecha, he didn't answer the question like the Brisker Rav because he didn't hold of it. So now he comes to Perichav Ches and it says Im Yaakov Esav, he can't give the same answer because he doesn't hold of it. So if he doesn't hold of it, it's not a good answer. Memela, he says, I don't know. Meaning, I don't know because that is not a good answer. Okay, that's a upshot. Right, one more thought that I was thinking. If maybe this is Rashi Lishitaso for a different reason, and it's a different spin on the pasuk. But the pasuk says Aim Yaakov Esav, the mother of Yaakov and Esav, and there's nothing in a pasuk that is by chance. It says Yaakov before Esav, and L'chorah should be a very pashat akasha. Why is it Aim Yaakov Esav? It should be Aim Esav Yaakov. Esav is older. Okay, so maybe you could say that because Yaakov bought the Bechor, the firstborn rights, so maybe he's mentioned first. Could be, but that's not so pashut, because a lot of the Mefarshim talk about the fact, the Ramban Lamaisa mentions that there was an Indian of Kavod Ach Gadol that Yaakov honored his older brother. But whatever it may be, it's not so clear that it made Yaakov the older brother, just that he got the zchus of the Bechor. He got the whatever title came with being the Bechor, whatever zechuyos came, he got them. It didn't make him the older brother now. So why is it that the Torah put Yaakov before Esav? So Rashi says, I don't know. Why does the Torah have to put Yaakov before Esav? Why did Rashi say, I don't know why the Torah put Yaakov before Esav? So maybe this is Rashi Lishitaso from the beginning of the parasha. When Rivka gives birth, the pasuk says, Vayetzi harishon admoni kulo kader seyar, the beginning of told us, this pasuk of Hey, that the first one came out, admoni kulo kader seyar, and Vayikru shmo Esav, and he was called Esav. Then the pasuk says, pasuk Chavav, Achrechen yatsa achiv yodo cheses ba'akev Esav. Then the next one came out, and he was holding on to the heel of Esav. Says Rashi, quotes from Medrash Agada, that b'din haya ochez bo la'akvo. This was al pidin, that he was holding back, he was holding the heel of Esav, because, and Rashi says, that Yaakov Bedin was really the older one. Why? He gives a mashal of a shfoferis, of a tube. If you put two marbles, two stones in a tube, which one is going to come out first? The answer is the one that came out last. He says the womb is the same way. If you put in two, you put in two zera, so the first one that comes out is really the second one. Which means that the first one that went in was really, so really Bedin, Yaakov was really the Bechor. And Rashi says, so Bedin Yaakov was the Bechor. Just, it happened to be that that Esav came out first. Okay, it's a whole discussion, because biologically, you have to know this is not, the babies move around, so it's not so clear. But based on the Medrash that Rashi's quoting, he seems to be understanding that Yaakov Bedin should have been older. So maybe then Rashi, she tells us at the end of the parasha, when it says, Im Yaakov Esav, and we put Yaakov before Esav, It's superfluous. It doesn't need to mention that Yaakov comes before Esav, because we know Yaakov comes before Esav because Yaakov is the older one. Rashi Lishitaso, that Yaakov is Taka, the older one. That's Pashut according to him. Meaning, he might be coming to say, Eni Yodei Ma'am Lamdina. I don't understand the Chiddush here, because Lishitasi, Yaakov Taka was the older one. If it had said Em Esav Yaakov, so then Rashi could have asked the Kasha. Why does it say Em Esav Yaakov? Yaakov Bedin should have been the older one. And then he might have said, he would have had to give up shot. But because it says Em Yaakov Esav, that's what it should be. So that Rashi says, any of them, I don't understand it. Anyway, it shows you the godless of Rashi. You know, you take a pasuk that's where Rashi's comment is, he doesn't even offer us anything. He just says, I don't know. And you look around, everybody talks about this Rashi. Again, it happened over 200 times. If you see Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas in Brachos Chaf Heim at Beis, Kiva Eger has a whole list where Rashi says, and then others for him give more lists and more lists. It's really unbelievable. Learn the Anova of Rashi, how the Briska Rov was Kafuf to the words of Rashi, how we should be Kafuf to the words of Rashi, that if Rashi didn't know, we should also maybe a pshat, maybe we could make a pshat that we could work it out that Rashi didn't know, he was trying to tell us something. Maybe he didn't have a Kavana Amuka like the Stechemet said, and maybe he was just trying to bring out this point that Limed Lashon Chaloma in Yodea, I could also not know. Maybe like Rav Pinkus, that when he says I don't know, it doesn't mean I don't know. It means I know that there's something big here, just not exactly sure what it is.